The McBride Report, Its Value to a New Generation by Andrew Calabrese, University of Colorado and Press and Quaderns del CAC, Quarterly Journal of the Catalonian Broadcasting Council. The year 2005 marks the 25th anniversary of the report of UNESCO's International Commission for the Study of Communication Problems, Many Voices, One World, more commonly known as the McBride Report. The McBride Report was written in a much different global context than we witness today. In 1980, the Cold War had a pronounced influence on geopolitical alliances, and the choice to be non-aligned was in reference to this great polarity. The McBride Report, and the call for a new world information and communication order, NWICO, that followed, precipitated the decision by the U.S. government to withdraw its membership from UNESCO. In a letter dated December 28, 1983 from Reagan Administration Secretary of State George Shultz to UNESCO Director General Amadou Mottebao, the reasons for the U.S. withdrawal were given. Equal emphasis was given to issues of mismanagement and the injection of political goals beyond the scope of the cooperative enterprise, Shultz, 1984, pages 84. What was clear to all involved was that the decision was made on behalf of big mass media and telecommunications industry interests in the United States, stating that the U.S. government, along with the American people generally, p. 82, believe in UNESCO's constitution. Shultz stated that we plan to use the resources we presently devote to UNESCO to support such other means of cooperation, p. 84. A key effect of withdrawal was to undermine the legitimacy of efforts to articulate multilateral principles of global media governance that were not guided entirely by market logic. The underlying ideological position of the U.S. decision has been one that has been sustained for many years in both the government's domestic and its foreign media policy. In a 1983 speech by Mark Fowler, chairman of the U.S. Federal Communications Commission, FCC, during the Reagan administration, he referred to television as a toaster with pictures. Fowler's point was that culture in general, including the media, should be given no special consideration or treatment by governments in comparison with other areas of commerce. Mayer, 1983. The logic behind this view is that governments should play no role in the shaping or nurturing of culture, and that it is the marketplace alone that should govern culture. Of course, it is not true that a government that responds to big corporate interests is one that necessarily favors a free and competitive marketplace, Calabrese, 2004a. The marketplace view was consistent with the withdrawal of the United States from UNESCO, an organization that had become the locus of multilateral efforts to oppose allowing the discipline of the big media market to dominate cultural production and distribution. Despite the resistance that many countries have held towards submitting cultural practices to the discipline of market, or neoliberal trade and investment policies, the United States has relentlessly pursued a foreign media policy that aims precisely at that outcome, Calabrese and Riddle, 1995. Since the United States could not control the outcomes of UNESCO recommendations, and since UNESCO, through the McBride Report, was recommending positions that ran counter to U.S. ideological positions and economic interests, it made sense for the United States to do so, as Secretary of State George Shultz stated, which was to pursue other means of cooperation. Shultz may not have anticipated the exact ways in which such cooperation would be achieved, but U.S. efforts to end the cultural exception within the World Trade Organization, WTO, are clear evidence of a single-minded trajectory in U.S. foreign media policy over the past 25 years, notwithstanding the seemingly incongruous recent re-entry of the United States into UNESCO. Today, modern media technologies, particularly the Internet and satellite communication, have become the infrastructure that has made possible a new global market system and a new context for the spread of political, economic, and cultural ideas.